Tappy. She's out the door. She's driving in her car.
What?
to relive 1986. She's going to go do that. So, which really, when you think about it, this show is really just about all of us reliving 1986.
Exactly.
So, okay. Melanie Fletcher, formerly of the Don't Quit Your Day Job podcast.
National treasure.
Right.
Oh, she sent us a Christmas card with the little wax seal. I was like, aw.
Yes. Okay, a sliding doors question. If the three of you hadn't started this podcast, what do you think your lives would be like right now?
The exact same, except I would be at brunch right now. I would just be at brunch with Taylor in person right now.
Right, for my birthday.
Talking about his friend Rodan, who I've only gotten to see like a handful of times.
Right, yeah.
Right.
I think that's probably more correct. I don't know. We wouldn't know a lot of people. We wouldn't know a lot of people that we genuinely like and people that we are sort of liking.
I don't know that you would have ever got me on a Disney cruise.
That's true.
If it wasn't for Kevin and Michael.
That's a fact.
That would have been so I would have had the money to do my kitchen. I would have had a new kitchen at this point if I wasn't doing the show.
No, he wouldn't have.
I know. No, I wouldn't have. You're probably right.
But, you know, you think of people like Big Fatty, who Big Fatty will always live a very special place in my heart. And, you know, a lot of people, Adam and Joey and, I mean, Melanie, Brady. I mean, I can go on. Their list goes on of people we would never have known or met or had the privilege of getting to know. The Robs. That's what I want for Christmas. Just one Rob on one side of me, one Rob on the other side of me. That's what we all want for Christmas, kids.
Nursing.
Just love on me and yeah.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty will always live a very special place in my heart.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3631 of BFO for Wednesday, the 5th of January 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty Young Nicholas is sitting right there and didn't say a damn word. Hello, mutes. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going. Y'all, it's the first hump. It is the first hump of 2022. Big Fatty. I hope it's not a messy one. Well, just, anyway. y'all... Here it is, hump, the first hump day of the first week of January, and y'all, I think the best way to enjoy the first hump is for us to do this. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, that's it, y'all. Today, the 5th of January. Y'all, it's a very important anniversarium. Y'all, these two, y'all, they are dear, dear friends of the Fat One. And y'all, in fact, half of this group was just here over New Year's Eve for a visit. Y'all, they've been to many Pride 48s. They've been to many events at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. And they have been to the G'day's. Have they been to the G'day's? Yes, they've been to the G'day's. Y'all, I am speaking, of course, of none other than the Haunt Cub and the Haunt Daddy. Oh, Big Daddy, we love the Haunt Cub and the Haunt Daddy. We do indeed. And y'all, I think about them every morning when I shoot water up my butthole. Big Daddy, that's vodka. No, they gave me that tushy hose thing, you know, that you sit on it and it squirts the water up. Yes, Big Daddy, we know what it is anyway. So y'all, if you see Haunt Cub or Haunt Daddy, wish them a happy anniversarium.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
So y'all, today we also have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met this person through Pride 48. Y'all, he came to many of the Pride 48 events out there in Las Wages. And he made his podcasting debut on Old Stinkpot Show in Las Wages. Y'all, he lives out there in the Walnut Hills, near the old gal. I think he keeps his residency a secret, so he is not stalked by the old gal. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the Good Humor Penguin. Y'all, that's Michael Fine. Big Fatty, we love Michael Fine and his penguins. Well, no, he's the Good Humor Penguin. Oh, okay. He doesn't have penguins? Not that I know of. Oh, okay. Anyway, y'all, y'all, if you see Michael Fine, y'all, I don't even know if Michael is still listening to the little show, but y'all, if you see Michael, and I don't know if he's on the Twitty or the Metaspace either, but y'all, if you see him, I don't know, you might see him on the streets of Walnut Hills or on the Twitty or the Metaspace or the Tickety Talk or the Don't Forget to Hang Up Your Sock. Wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, your young Nicholas just looked at you like you lost your mind. Well, he'd be right. I hope Michael Fine gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday! Out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Frequency has the Fatty the Pooh music, emphasis on poo. Hadn't heard that in a while. I think that's the first time in 2022. Big Fatty, everything's the first time. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, let me think what happened. Young Nicholas stopped by, and the Nip. Were y'all here when I recorded?
No. I wasn't.
Okay. Oh, that's right, because I think the Nip was sitting behind me and he didn't want to be Rosa Parks or something like that. Anyway, anyway, finished recording and y'all, I had made steamed some cabbage with some onions and some of that juice from that mojo poke. Big Fatty, if you know you're the mojo than anybody that gets poked. Well, anyway, but put that with some of that poke, and y'all, I had that. Y'all, it's almost like a stew, but y'all, it's good. But y'all, let me just tell you, That didn't take long for that cabbage to kick in. Let's just put it this way. And y'all, I was tooting it up around here. Y'all, it was as if I was providing gas for the state of Tejas. You know, Tim and James, James and Tim, live out there along with all kinds of other folks. You know, that Joe in Dallas and that Joe Zubia or Big Fatty. We've forgotten how to say his name. We don't ever hear from him anymore. But who knows who else is it? Who else is in Texas? Lots of folks. I don't know. Young Nicholas is holding his neck. I'm thinking, is it the Texas Chainsaw Strangler or something? Young Jonathan decided he was going to stop by last night. And so he came in and he brought his own adult beverage with him. He's decided he likes the Pabst Blue Ribbon. Because, you know, it nothing says South Kakalaki like a Pabst Blue Ribbon. But, of course, he's drinking it from a glass, you know, to make it classy. Gotta make it classy. And he visited for a little while. The NIP ended up coming back down here. And anyway, y'all, it was just a quiet evening. Watched some of the sports ball and all. And y'all, it was going down to freezing. Going down to freezing on Monday night. And y'all, I opened the windows and I cranked up the electric mattress pad. Y'all. I couldn't tell you anything that happened between the time I fell asleep and 5:30 a.m. in the morning when I woke up. But y'all, I woke up, I don't know why, but I did, and I got up and tee-teed, and I decided I was going back to bed, and I laid back down and I kind of tossed and turned a little bit and didn't go back to sleep, and I said, no, I will not remain in the bed. And y'all, so I got up and started my coffee, and y'all, then I was off Big Fatty to get the Earl changed in the Ruby Red. Y'all, you know, when I bought Ruby Red back in January of 2017, y'all, they gave me 5 years of free Earl changes. And so, y'all, this was my last Big Fatty, you cheap ass. You love a coupon. I do. But y'all, I've gotten 5 years of Earl changes. And this was the last one. I even splurged and got new wiper blades, Big Fatty. And but y'all, I did that. They don't open till 7 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, I was the third person in line when I got there about quarter till. And anyway, got that done, home by about 8 a.m. in the morning. And then I had my breakfast, read the paper, did the nipple walk. Y'all, it's cold. Had on my gloves, and y'all, had on a thick jacket. I didn't wear my hoodie today, and a toque. Was it a toque or a beanie? I don't know. Anyway, did that, and y'all then got my shower, laid down in the chamber for a little bit, and then young Nicholas stopped by. Y'all, he had to seek medical advice. Big Fatty, was there an emergency? No, he's checkup. Anyway, so he stopped by afterwards, and we've been sitting here enjoying some warm beverages. Mine is temperature warm, and his warms him up. Big Fatty. One moment, please. But y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, be pretty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey there, hot stuff. Figured I would check in on you, see how everything's going. I have not been able to listen to the little show since I think the last one I listened to was the day after Thanksgiving. I am, as of Thanksgiving, on paternity leave until January 3rd because Mrs. Number One Northeast Straight Daddy is back from maternity leave, so I took some time off after she had to go back. So I'm watching the Two Little Demons and haven't had a lot of time listening to the little show. Just on my way right now to pick up the big guy from preschool. And just figured I wanted to check in, make sure that I let you know that I have not unsubscribed, just temporarily unsubscribed. I also wanted to, that half of Benjamin, that has been burning a hole in my pocket, wanted to let you know that is going towards Pride 48. It temporarily went towards diapers, but that has been recouped and will be going to Pride 48. I don't know why I needed to let you know that. I don't know. But yeah, just wanted to drop in, say hey, and I'm sure I will try to call before Krima. But hope all is well and hope the show is going well. Talk to you soon. Love you.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that of course is my number one Northeast Straight Daddy. And Dan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, even if you called to say that you've unsubscribed, it's lovely to hear you say that. It sounds to me like you've definitely had your hands full between Spanksgiving and Monday of this week. And anyway, it's I hope it was a lovely crema. That's very generous of you with that, I don't know what else, but Big Fatty, he said he was going to call before crema. Well, guess what? He did.
Also, I forgot to ask. Why is it that every time I see kissing balls, I think of you? Ooh. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, Big Freddy, are you sure he's your Northeast Straight Daddy? I don't know, but Dan, anytime it warms the cockles of my heart when you think of me when you think about kissing balls. Big Fatty, he's as vulgar as you. And did you hear? Oh, dear God, and did you hear that little? Ooh, Big Fatty. Something tells me he's been in there. Eggnog, he could have been. But anyway, Dan, thank you so much for that. Might want to give us an update on how Crema went with the little ones and all. So anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day, y'all. Y'all have looked at the Von's East, y'all. I forgot to tell you how much I saved to them. Y'all, I tell you what, we will do it on tomorrow's little show. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there. And Taffy, anything you want to add?
Big Fatty will always live a very special place in my heart.
Oh, Big Fatty, thank goodness she said heart. I thought she was going to say a special place in her vagina.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.